This is how much we know about movies. We just, this, if you want a raw review of movies, you're getting it right here, because we don't know shit.
Dad!
Oh, fuck, I don't know, man. Is that like nostalgia purposes for kids these age?
Well, I don't give a shit. I don't care.
Forget that, Pop.
Fine, I'll Google it. Through the magic
of podcasting.
I mean,
you don't have to Google it. I'm just saying, you just take it out.
No, no.
Not bring it out, or just be better prepared.
Now I'm gonna shut your fucking mouth.
I am your father.
Man, sometimes I wish, like, things would stay at a simpler time mentality.
Welcome to the Two Dads Review Podcast. I had so much fun like talking Mandalorian. I was so mad that thing started like when Discovery was going on, because I was like, oh, I need to talk about this so bad, because there's good fan service and then there's what happened in Star Trek this week.
I didn't notice.
That's just it. That's the whole point, because when the guy revealed himself for what he was, I know you weren't like, oh, dang, that's so awesome, because you didn't know what it was, because you're not a Trekkie, and that's not, like, something that would even, like, pop into your head.
So what was your complaint about it, then?
Well, because it's because, I don't know, it's like, you have to know what people are going to, or like, the problem with Trekkie fan stuff is that when you tell somebody that, did you just break me? Is that why you're laughing? Because like I literally
a little
just
bit,
shut
yeah.
Down.
You were, but I love how I was like, so what's your problem with it? The first words out of your mouth are, I don't know.
I mean, well, for me there isn't a problem. For me, everybody who's a Trekkie was like, ooh, could it be a Q? Could it be the Guardian of Forever? Blah blah blah. You know, there's only so many options with time travel that it could be. I mean, really. Yeah. But I mean, for someone who's not a Trekkie, I was like, the big reveal this episode, like, I understand why your response when I asked you this morning, like, hey, you know, are you ready to talk about the show? And you were like, I guess, because nothing fucking happened. Because to you, nothing happened. And
even to Trekkies, nothing happened.
I mean, you're right. We took
all he did was like, hey, the temporal cord shit, going to go ahead and solidify that a little bit more. And then he could have been a Q, a fucking P. He could have been anything brand fucking new, and it still wouldn't have mattered. Because he's basically just like,
it was just,
hey, I put you where you need to be. Like, that's what he was there for.
Right.
And that's all it is. So, I mean, even when he went all like God voice on him, was like, okay, Charlie Brown. Like,
his God voice is his voice from the original series. The Guardian of Forever's voice. Because,
yeah, but even then, like, cool fan, but still, like, who cares?
I don't disagree with you, sadly. I don't disagree with you, because I knew watching it, like, I was like, okay, cool, I was right. Like, it's the Guardian of Forever. Oh, cool, we get to see it, like, built, you know, with a large budget. It wasn't just a giant flashy looking fake rock thing from the last, you know, from the original series. It's
yeah,
cool.
That's like, that's annoying too. Like, I get it. If it was like an old poorly rock or whatever, right, from the original series, most of the time that shit's probably built on what they got around them and what they can use. Mm-hmm. Again, this show's got a fucking budget. Like, why does it look like a really, really shitty Stargate?
Well, because it does look like it did in the original series, just with more money put into it.
I know. That's stupid. Like, why? Like, why? Like, why? Like, why do you take something from the 60s and the 70s that is not aesthetically already fucking pleasing and go, yo, HD that bitch. You know what it is? It's ugly as fucking high definition, too.
Right.
Like, it's, dude, like, okay, that annoys me even more that you're like, yeah, dude, that's what the original thing looked like. Why? You got fucking infinite possibilities in your brain, and you went, that guy did it before. I'll just do his shit and make it 4K.
I mean, that's, yeah, I just sent you the link to the picture to so you can see what it looks like. But yeah, that's, you're right. I mean, I understand what you're saying, especially if you're going to introduce him as like, ooh, what could he be? And he blatantly can change his shape, then why would he form back into like a high def version of what it used to be? You know what I mean?
Shit, that fucking thing looks even better, because it looks like
it did flash, like it flashed when he talked, like the whole thing like lit up.
It'd, well, even cool, that thing looks like it is meant to and belong there. And I know he like moved all out of space so no one can find him and shit like that. But
right.
Like when it exploded, that was cool. That was neat. But then when it swirled back together, I was like, this is a really ugly portal. Like there, this is not, I don't know. Well, it's not fun. It's not cool. It's like, it's just dumb.
And it doesn't serve a narrative purpose other than to get the actress, to get Georgiou and Michelle Yeoh off this series so she can start on, you know, Section 31. I would have gotten more out of it if they had shown her arriving and like Ash was there or somebody cameoed that was going to be in Section 31, anything. Just to like give me, because you know that's how they're going to start this thing. Is it's going to go, she's going to come traipsing through, and then boom, this Section 31 show is going to start. But that's years from now. You could at least give me a little bit of a tease. You know, just have the opening two minutes of like, where'd you come from?
I don't even care about that because like everybody in the world, like even dudes like me who just watched this show know
that
she's got her own show, like it's going to happen. So honestly, I wouldn't even suspect them to start that show like her walking out of the portal. Like I would almost imagine we get her like newish, but there to know what's going on. So we don't have to go through this whole like, what's this? What's that? Who is this? I will kill you bullshit, right? Like they give you the established pecking order of the show. And then we get glimpses of her like first coming in when, you know, maybe she interacts with someone and they're like, oh man, you're a lot nicer now. You know what I'm saying? Or some shit like that, right? Like, I don't think it's going to be her walking in and then they're like, and action, right?
So from what the Guardian said, so did she actually go back in time?
Yes, she went back in time and she went back in universes, basically. So before they split, that is where he put her. Before her universe and the universe we were in separated somewhere.
Well, where they were closer. Before they split off completely. Yeah. But yeah, I mean,
so he put her back in time when they were one still.
No, that's not what he said.
Yes, it is. He put her back in time and in universes. Before they split apart, he stuck her ass all the way back when it was one.
No, when he said split apart, he meant because in 900 years, they were so far from each other, that's what was screwing her up. So he put her back where the universes were still close together, but not one universe.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes.
He did a horrible job explaining it.
Because he used the words before they fucking split. That means they're whole. That does not mean after they've separated and then split. If you say that, that means your two parts are now one. Any other way to interpret that?
Yes, the way that it actually is. I'm sorry. It is. They've never been the same.
Go watch the fucking scene. He literally says, I stuck you when they were one in back in time.
But there's two universes. They've never been one. The mirror one was just closer to it. Like closer in
I know. And like he literally said before any of that shit got split. That's what he's saying.
Before it split so far that it's causing her condition. Yes.
No. No. I'm not talking about this anymore. Move on. Move on. Not talking about it.
We know he dumped her back in this universe, the current one. No,
he did it. Because the only way he could do that is if she was split from her universe and her timeline. The only way you could put her back to make it A-OK is because she changed is to put them when they are one again. That is the... Okay, move on.
I know.
You can shake your head no all you want. Move on. I'm not talking about it anymore.
Which proves to me that they didn't succeed in explaining everything correctly in this episode, which is a big issue. I mean, it really is. And I don't want you to be like, okay, I'm off the mic now.
I'm not talking about this part. We can move on to any other scene.
Any other scene.
She walked through the portal. The guy didn't say shit. We got our old hoorah from some throwback of some bullshit rock. It was dumb. The whole scene was goddamn groundhog all fucking over again.
That was my question. When she went back to the mirror universe.
Whatever fucking weighted test she did. Like she was being waited. It was such a wasted episode.
Was she actually like back in time to her? Was she back in time and back in her universe? Or was it one of those, it was all a dream? situations.
No, I think he moved her there and gave her the option to change.
To show that she did something different.
Yeah, so then, and she tried, and he was like, look, you did what you could. Your hand was forced.
Right.
So, you know, then he put her back. Wherever you think that she got fucking stuck to, because I'm going to disagree with you at this point.
You know what the worst part is? We won't have an answer to that question until the Section 31 show starts.
You can just go, like, watch the episode again. He literally uses the words.
I know what, and that's the problem with what he said, is because we're not going back to the Mirror Universe. And the Mirror Universe has never been
one
with this.
Yes, it has.
Not in canon, not ever.
I know, and what I'm trying to tell you in this show, that is what they just did. They stuck her so far back that's the only way her harmonics will now line up, is they went back in time and she got put into the universe before they got separated. That is what I'm saying. Now, whether it's canon or some fuckhead from some other Star Trek shit has already said this, don't care. What I'm saying is, this show right now is telling you that is what they are doing. That is what I'm saying. Now, you do not agree with that because someone else hasn't said it somewhere?
I think the misconnection is that there was ever a time that the universes were the same. There wasn't. And what I'm saying is, for her sickness to get healed, she could be one or the other. She could either be in the future or in a different universe, but she couldn't be in both. And by sending her back to where they left when they were fighting with the Enterprise and Leland, that's where she's going back to, that time frame. Maybe a few months later.
I disagree 1,000%.
I know you do.
So moving on.
Moving on. Well, let's see.
One of us is really, really wrong in this situation.
Yes. And I mean, the worst part is that the time that she was being weighed in the Mirror Universe when she was trying to save Michael, and the fact that whatever, no matter what she did, Michael did what she said. All that was kind of like one of those, whether or not it was in the timeline for real or if it was all a dream and she was just being tested to see if she had changed. And it goes back to our stuff with what we talked about last week. Like, maybe he's going to, you know, see if she's different so he can, like, mess with her and tweak with her and then keep her not having to go back to the Mirror Universe. But all that, it was a dream shit. She woke up, you know, in her arms, but she's got 3 months of data on her Fitbit. But she was only there and unconscious for a minute with Burnham. I mean, you're right. It was a wasted 2 episodes just to get rid of her. I don't know why they couldn't have done that in 1 episode. That bothers me because it does not help our narrative. We moved our narrative along a little bit, and I think our or at least my feelings about the Federation and Starfleet not being quite what they're showing Discovery, I think that's starting to maybe reveal itself a little bit. Like, I just think the Admiral is a little bit shady, but also it's like, okay, I understand what you're saying, that he didn't tell you right away, but you don't want him to come to you with everything he thinks is, like, you know, everything Saru finds out until he has actually, like, figured out all the information before he's like, oh, hey, I found the Kelpian, but I know nothing else. And then all you're going to do is tell him to go back. So, I mean, there was very little progression of that other than Book is finally making himself useful. But he, I do like how he's like, hey, I got this flash drive from China. I'm going to plug it right in this DoD box for you right now. It will be fine. Everything's fine. I tested it. Like, being a security guy, I was like, he just plopped that shit right down, didn't he? He's just going to just plug it right into the machine. Maybe a backdoor, a malware, a stroke tracker or something.
Yeah, I guess it's almost like I'm a rogue fucking animal helper. I got all, like, don't worry, it's been vented because I wouldn't put it in my super secret shit anyway. Right. You know, like, I mean, I get the idea behind it, but also it's like,
he's like, it's been in my ship for 2 years.
Nobody would do that. Like, anybody right. would be like, what are you fucking plugging into my thing? Like, at this point in time, I mean, we're weird now when someone's like, yo, let me see your phone. You're like, why? You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, if somebody just randomly, like, came up to your computer and was like, I'm going to plug this in, you'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? Right. Let alone, like, your billion-dollar fucking spaceship.
Right? That's for sure. I mean, yeah, so you know, they kind of scolded him, but he also like fixed it. So there's going to have to be some sort of vetting process, because they were like literally draining the entire power of the ship, and he brought this little football sized thing and was like, here, it'll fix it. Whatever's wrong with your old ass ship, here, let me fix it. And it's got the same battery size and it won't be an issue.
Yeah, they really need to knock off the like Stamets is dumb kind of thing, right? You know, because even when he was like, well, if I had the technology, he's like, you could just say thank you. And it's like, I feel a man of his intelligence, and especially with Homegirl with fucking, you know, 9,000 worth bazillion right? information data in her, someone would have been like, oh, you know, in 2024, like, they put a thumb drive thing that we can just plug into this fucking... Like, no right, one knew about this
not,
but
like,
him.
Jacked it. Yeah, exactly. Have you guys not, like... You guys said you downloaded all the files from Starfleet, so you don't have any missing gaps of knowledge. But yeah, that
like, your shit was retrofitted, so, like, what is going on here that requires, yeah. like, an update? Like, right. I feel like the Federation should have already had that kind of technology. Like, mm-hmm. because, I mean, even though all of space and everything's all broken down and whatnot, I mean, what, Navarre is, like, the only place that seems to be remotely ahead of the Federation. Like, the other people just are, like, weaponized, you know? Like, it's not like their tech is so far advanced that they're like, oh, fuck! Right. But, it, like, again, with the whole thumb drive thing, it's just like, y'all didn't already have this on your ship? Like, right. you're the goddamn Federation.
Not to mention, you're a military vet, you're a vessel for a military. Whether or not your goal is exploration, you are also military. So you took on a vehicle from someone outside of your thing that is parked in your shuttle bay, and you didn't like inventory everything on that ship that's sitting in your bay. Like,
right. I like how he's like, I've had it for 2 years, and it's like, so you've had it for 2 years, like. I mean, I know we're slow to update in the military, but, like, at any point, the military could go, yeah, we're going to use all the shit that the public uses. Like, they could just do that at any point, but mm-hmm. it's just the fact that they lock every fucking thing down to insane, you know, degrees. It's like, I'm not doing that fucking twice. We'll right. wait till we really need to.
Well, the crazy part about it is that he used it to cut through, like, subspace issues for long-range communications, and that's one of the major problems with Starfleet when we first met them, is that all the subspace relays were gone. Like, they mm-hmm. couldn't talk across long distances. So the Emerald Chain has got technology that they don't even have yet, and why they haven't either obtained it or taken it by force during some skirmish and, like, you know, disabled a vessel and, like, cataloged all the tech or whatever. Like, I don't understand what they've been doing, which makes me think there's shit they're either hiding or they're dirtier than we think. I really still don't trust the Federation and Starfleet right now. I just don't. And I don't know why that is. Partially because the guy who plays the Admiral, while he's been in some great movies, a lot of movies he's been in, he's kind of like he's a sleeper agent. Like, he's always like cool to start out, but then turns out fucking somebody over. So it's like, I already don't trust you, bro. So that's just an actor.
Yeah, it
thing.
Sucks. It sucks when, like, an actor's been cast in something for, like, so long in kind of roles. Cause, like, I still remember him from The Mummy, and he's, like, the super duper awesome, like, good guy in that one. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, but everything after that was like, you yep. can be a nice guy, but let's face it, man, you got a face that makes you look like a bad dude. Sorry. Right. You yeah. know, like, that's just what it is. Like,
he was in Resident Evil, right? And he was, like, cool to start out, but then ended up flipping, or vice versa. Like, he was bad, then went good, or good, went bad. I can't remember, but I know he was in that one. And yeah, he turned out being good as it, like, went on further on some of the other movies. I forget. But yeah, it was,
Yeah, he always has, like, a weighted scale at some point that needs to be adjusted. He's like, oh, shit, either I'm going full on bad guy, or, like, oh, I'll come back together.
Right, which is like, so I'm like, then you're like, when they hired you, did they cast you because you can be seen as a good dude, but then can turn it, and everybody be like, oh, should have seen it coming, you got me, mm-hmm. guy, like, you're the perfect actor for that. I feel like it's where we're at right now. I really do.
Yeah, no, he doesn't put off, like, any kind of, like, good vibes, you know?
Right.
Like, his shit's all, like, too cloak and dagger, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
He's very rigid and very close. He keeps everything close to the chest. Like, he tells anybody stuff when they finally need to know. And it's like, okay. Well, and honestly, when it comes to admirals and Starfleet, even through the other series, like, they've never been real trustworthy. They've been crazy one way or the other. So, I mean, they don't have a good track record in the history of admirals. Like, as you go back through the series, there's always ones on some cockamamie fucking mission, right, to go do some crazy shit. We're like, what? How are you still in power? I mean, that one on Picard that was like a fucking sleeper Romulan, and you go back in TNG, and there was like Admiral. After, if an Admiral showed up, that dude was going to A, take over the Enterprise, and B, do some shady shit. Guaranteed. Every time an Admiral showed up is great.
Yeah, right. It's almost like the higher you get up in the Federation, like, the more bad people there are. It's like, no right. wonder it fell apart.
There's only four of you, and three of you are bad apples. Like, how does that even happen? There's only so many four stars. I can't do this shit. Yeah. So, but I mean, other than...
Like, this episode was just... I mean, if you are... I mean, again, like, if you're a fan of the show, and you are just want to watch, like, characters be characters, true, this is a really good episode. Like, You'll love the way Giorgio does her thing. You'll love seeing Saru kind of like different and then changing. And you'll like, you know, obviously you'll like Killy. And then, you know, like even Michael fucking like going basically like fucking full-blown batshit. You know, like right. I am the psychopath that is going to fucking run this shit, right? You know, like she right. did it very well. At first, like I was kind of with you, like in the first part of it, you're almost like, damn, dude, she's overacting. But by the end of this second episode, you're like, oh, no, she's just 1,000% into her belief system. Got it.
She's
got
just
it.
Super
okay,
fucking
okay.
crazy. Well, yeah. Here's the thing I mentioned to my wife earlier this evening. I was like, okay, so if it wasn't just it was a dream, if she actually went back to that time frame, you know who's in charge of the entire Terran Empire now, right? Killy is. Because everyone else is dead that was below, that was above her. Michael's dead. The Emperor's dead. Killy will be the next one in line. And I kind of like, while the Mirror Universe episodes sometimes bug me because it never really moves the plot, I will gladly watch an episode of Discovery next season where we go back there and Killy is in charge of the entire Empire. Because she even had some moments in this episode where like her smirks that she was giving when she was about to use the agonizer on Burnham when she was in the agonizer. Mm-hmm. I was like, girl is just getting, she's just loving every, this is her job right now. She's like, yeah, she's like, I'll break her. Don't worry. You know, that kind of shit. She's like, let me have at her.
Yeah. It would be interesting. Cause like when the shoot off happened at the end, you know, Michael dies, Saru pretty much fucked up,
dude. I forgot. You know
the,
what?
The doctor, he threw him into the fucking ceiling.
You know what?
And then he goes afterwards.
Remember season one? Remember that one time that it was Saru and Burnham on a planet, and like he had to
running.
Haul ass.
Yes.
I was
dude,
like,
I want
know,
like I need the I need like every season I need there to be at least be like 10 minutes where Saru has to just. Say
Hulk
fuck
out.
Diplomacy and like be a bona fide like badass Kelpian, just like comes in and everyone's like, oh fucking look at this gangly Kelpian, and he's like, well let me correct your grammar and whoop
Chuck
your
you
ass, like you know what I'm saying, like yeah motherfucker, get it.
That's oh man, I tell you, that's
yeah, that's but that exact- episode he was running on that ridgeline, dude, that shit was absurd.
That
I still
terrifying.
Remember that one. I was like, dude, that motherfucker's like Sonic up on that hill going right now. Dude, just legs spinning in circles. I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, no, that was, yeah. And because, well, okay, so the good doctor died. Stamets well, died. Yeah. Michael's dead.
All of her cohorts are dead. So the only two major ones you have left is Killy and Owo. And Owo was of the, she was the honor guard, but she was still lower than Killy. So
yeah,
I think
but
she would
I'm
take
just
over.
Saying she'll probably fall in line with. But I'm just trying to remember who's like left because I was like, even Detmer got fucking axed.
Yeah,
like everybody did, and it, and then so like, and here's the thing: it's like, okay, so all that happened, right? So once again, we're back to: is it a reality or is it like a time loop? Like he just threw you back there,
like
was
a
like,
replay.
Let me see, Right. Yeah, let me see what happens. Oh, cool, you changed, and then pulls it back out. And since Michael died and all the people that, you know, kind of like, what is the movie? Like Final Destination, like even though you skip death, it'll come catch your order. So like since everybody died and she's disappeared now out of that, like did everything just kind of go back to the way it was, right?
Or
is there some kind of actual consequence that happened? And like for sure we now know like Tilly's just Boss Hogg. I mean, in either scenario, technically she would be Boss Hogg, but it's like,
This is why I hate when you and I talk time travel. So the events that we saw last episode and this episode in the Mirror Universe took place before the events of season one that initially brought her over, because she was already on the Karen. In fact, when she arrived in the Mirror Universe last episode, she knew the day and time. She knew all the events that were going to occur, so she had lived that already. So if that actually was back in time and it didn't loop back and just reset the way it was when she tried a different way, then she would be alive for Discovery to come and get her and then bring her. So there's a whole, like, I don't, and to your and mine's confusion with where she is, what happened, what even he did, what the Guardian did, there needed to be some more exposition, and he was too vague in his explanation of what had happened, what was going to happen, where people went and where they came from. He didn't explain that enough, and I realized that it would have drug it down. But honestly, you were dealing with all kinds of character goodbyes, and it was really Giorgio's send-off to get her back in her cool Emperor garb and give her a good send-off from the show. And it was, I think, like you said, the character part was well done, but you got a lot more explaining to do. You know what I mean? So, yeah. But you're right. There was a lot of cool character stuff. It was cool seeing the folks back in their, you know, Mirror Universe stuff. The, you know, the big fight scene at the end was pretty friggin' baller, up to the point, you know, even, you know, man, she stabbed Burnham through the gut with that big ass sword. I was like, damn, girl. And, you know, yeah, Saru going ape shit, throwing people. What's her name getting? I like they brought back Arium, but she wasn't all androided out, because that wouldn't survive. You wouldn't get to do that stuff. If you saw yourself as weak in any way and having to augment yourself, they would just kill you. So she was there, but she was all straight in human form. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, and I think she's one of the two of them got shot in the forehead, like right in the middle of the fight. And I was like, oh, cause it was just like bloop. I was like, damn. Other than that, like we said, there wasn't a whole lot that happened. It was a send-off for Giorgio. We had the toast at the end that was – it was funny because they all kind of toasted, like they all hung out with her all the time. I'm like, other than like Saru and Burnham, y'all are just like, yeah, she was just scary. she had a badass walk. But y'all didn't hang out with her. She wasn't hanging out with any of y'all. So I don't know. I'm ready to get on with the investigation of the Nebula. Which looks very interesting next episode. We got folks like, at some point they have to go like undercover because Burnham has like the trill dots painted on, and the doctor has like Bajoran, like the nose ridge. And I was like, why? I'm interested to see how that happens, because what in that nebula with a Kelpian vessel would make you have to like disguise who you were as being not human, as being not, you know, a human from Earth or whatever. So, I don't know. That was really about it, though. I wish there was more of this episode to talk about, but it was a send-off for, you know, Giorgio and get her off the show. We knew she had to go back at some point, and we talked about it for the whole season. So, this was it. I'm kind of bummed it took two episodes. They probably could have done – they could have cut out all of the other scenes on normal Discovery and just done the mirror stuff in one episode, sent her off, and then – had, you know, all the stuff for the next episode, but they didn't ask us to write it, so.
No, and they never will.
And they never will.
I don't think that that call's coming down the pipeline.
I'm sure it's one of the ones I put to voicemail. I'm sure they just don't leave it. It's fine. They don't have to leave a voice message. Any final thoughts?
No, I mean, you know, outside of just watching it to watch the show because you like it, I mean, don't expect much of anything, really. And it's like we called it. It's the Scrooge, a Groundhog Day. It's like, can you be better episode? I mean, that's really all it is. And they decided to take two episodes to fucking do that.
Right. We did kind of call a lot of it last week. We did.
Yeah, that's why I told you, like, this episode was shit. I was just like, as soon as it started, it was like, I know everything that's going to happen already. Like, mm-hmm. I may be wrong a scene or not there, but I get it. She's going to be bad, and everyone's going to assume she's going to stay bad, and she's going to realize the error of her ways, and then she's going to be good, and then homeboy with the fancy cap is going to be like, well, I got something special cooked up for you, young lady. Pow, pow, pow. Come down this way. Like, okay. And then I turned it off, and I was like, God damn it, I have to talk about this. We did this last week. Fuck.
I know. Yeah. Well, hopefully next week is some new stuff to talk about. I guess we decided on what we're going to talk about after Discovery's over. WandaVision starts in January. So that's on Disney Plus, and that's the first of the Marvel TV shows that Disney Plus is offering. So that'll be fun to talk about. It'll be a definite change of pace where you may know more than I do comic-wise about it. I got to do deep research before we talk every week.
I mean, no. Just watch the show. Like, that's what we're talking about. Like, not talking about what Vision used to do or what Wanda used to do. Or
But
like,
this came out of comic 457 in the series run after the third reboot.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like, no.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah,
we're
never
not
been
that nerd show. We're not that show.
Right, we're here for the raw take on the episodes. That's it. Speaking of raw takes, by the time I get this episode uploaded, our episode with the Mecha Dragon podcast on Scrooge will be up, because I believe it comes out the 23rd of December. So if you're wanting to hear our pretty voices with two other pretty voices talking about Scrooge to get you kind of in the mood for Christmas coming up, that should be out. Check them out, Mecha Dragon podcast, anywhere that podcasts are hosted. And if you just want to hear my ass talk about the very finale episode of Mandalorian, that's already out on their channel. Like I said, Mecha Dragon, check him out. I had to talk about the Mandalorian season finale. I was really sad when we started talking Discovery and we found out when Mandalorian was coming on, because there was some really good stuff that happened this season, and I finally got a chance to talk about it, but just not with Corey, which is kind of a pain. That sucks. That was the one part that sucked. I was like, man, Corey and I could have a blast with this.
Yeah, see, I don't know, man, because Echo yesterday was like, hey, man, pump out these podcasts faster. I'm waiting. So I was like, all right, I'll tell Clay, because he listens to it every week. So I was like, all right, man, I'll pass it on. So Echo, there you go. I passed it on. I'll tell the man to fucking work faster around my schedule.
Yeah, great. Yeah, Echo. Corey showed up to the mic and recorded. So there, he's done his part of the fucking job. Now I got another 2 or 3 hours of post to work on. But no, thanks for asking me to churn him out more. Once you roll back in the catalog.
At least you know he likes it. But this motherfucker goes, so man, you watched any of The Mandalorian yet? And I was like, no. And the way you said that makes me think there's a lot of goddamn Baby Yoda and I'm going to be real fucking annoyed with it. And he just was like, all right, man, I'm going to bed. Like, it's the fuck.
Dude, they're all out right now, and you really should just binge it.
I'm about to start vacation, so it was one of those things when I decided to like not sleep for a couple of days, I'll put on and watch.
8 episodes. You know it's Mandalorian, so some of them are 30 minutes, some of them are 45, but most of them are right in that range. So you can knock it out in less than 8 hours. You'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. No, just one of those nights I decide to like build forever on Conan. It'll be on the second monitor going.
Yep.
And I'll be like, fucking Baby Yoda. God, fucking Baby Yoda. That was fucking Baby Yoda.
Oh, he gets into so many shenanigans. It's great. It's like, let's see what he can do this week.
Ugh, great. I'll tell you what.
You get 1, 2, 3 episodes where he's out of it for almost the entire episode, because of some plot shit that happens. So you actually won't mind it, because you got to go through 5 episodes, including one where he's this. Oh man, they're so good. We should almost go back and just talk about them, but I'm not. It's so good though. It's a great season. Anyways, we're not talking Mandalorian.
When I chain watch it over vacation, the
you
next time we talk, I'll tell you, like, hey, I've watched it. Do you want to regurgitate things and get them off your chest again?
Yeah,
and
right. We just do an entire season
talk.
Yeah,
we'll just talk about it real quick, yeah.
That's fine. That'll work because it's great. Anyways, thank you all for listening. Please give us a like.
Okay,
share us with your friends.
Real quick, circling back, while you were chatting, I had to recycle the fucking scene like 38 times because I was like, this motherfucker will not shut up while he's trying to tell me how goddamn close these mirror universes are to each other over here. So I pulled it up, and so he says when they were closer aligned, what pisses me off is his goddamn hands touch. So I was like, you fucking hoe. Like, you could have left them apart, and we could have known. But he was like, when they were closer aligned and moved them to touch together, and I was like, oh, you vague answering little fucking cunt. All right, all right, all right. So I went and listened to it again, but the worst part was is I was turning up Chrome volume, and I don't now have like a way just to turn you down. So like I was like, all right, I'll turn the show up real quick, listen to him, and you were talking, and you were just muting everything he was saying because it came through way louder, and I was like, 10 seconds back. Yeah, man, I'm listening. Not
you
10
do,
seconds
you
back.
Do,
yeah, man. Yeah, man.
You do realize that you could just tell me to stop talking.
At that point, it was more of like a... like, well, I've started this. I'm just going to see it through this way.
Well,
and you were
okay,
on such
so
a
I'm
roll,
glad
I was
that,
like, there's
I'm
no
glad,
way I'm going to interrupt that.
I'm glad his vagueness cleared it up for you, which once again, it was not explained enough to let the lay...
Yeah, it is not super clear, but yeah, like, I'm more on your side of the field now. Like, he just stuck her in an area that is suitable to her condition. I still don't like that he touched his fucking hands together instead of aligned, because I'm like, why would you use that word though? Like, a lot, like, it's they're aligned is like the same but a gap, but you want to put your fingers together and are they overlapping? Are they intersecting? Like, what is happening here? God damn it.
Well, it is what it is. Anyway, so we will catch everybody next week for episode 11 of Discovery, maybe. I think it's 11 of this season, but we'll get to the nebula. We'll figure out what's going on in there and hopefully move our overall plot for this season about the burn a little bit further. Until next week, thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you then.
See you guys.